well. Good talking to you this morning, Sonny.
We haven't talked with you since you took the job. I'll ask you the first question I asked you last time. Why'd you take this crazy job?
Well, I came over because of my huge interest and commitment on child welfare, and I will tell you, it's a very challenging job, as you could imagine.
Well, I can only imagine. And what's interesting, you work for the state, you work with Governor Rick Snyder, but yet you are battling for dollars for your department, aren't you?
I am battling, although I must say that the governor was very generous with regard to the child welfare side of our department. On the other hand, we've had to take cuts, and one of the areas I wanted to mention this morning is, of course, the implementation of welfare reform. This law that was passed in 2006 and has now been extended by the legislature is kicking in this Saturday. So a number of people across our state, 11,000 cases, are going to be affected by lifetime cash assistance limits. So that's a, you know, a concern, and we want the public to know that this is occurring. And we're concerned that all the folks who are affected by this get services and can transition.
Well, you know what we hear more, that there are folks out there who have nice homes and cars who are getting aid and assistance, and this program was aimed at getting at those folks. From your perspective, how big a problem is that?
Well, I will say that that's a separate thing kicking in, and that's the asset test that's kicking in on Saturday. And that's for the food assistance program. We have about more than 2 million people receiving food assistance right now, and we are implementing a so-called asset test to make sure that people aren't gaming the system. That's our concern. And I've heard repeatedly both from legislators who get complaints and from our frontline workers about the problems going on with the food program. And we started back last February, Tony, taking a look at asset tests from around the country. And we have, you know, worked very carefully to make sure that we're serving the interests of the taxpayers and helping the truly needy.
Maura, you mentioned the thousands that are going to lose benefits because of stricter eligibility rules approved by the Michigan legislature this past summer and these FIB bennies. You've tried to contact folks, and you've had a challenge there. Is 4 years enough for people to try and get their life in order by being supported by the state?
Well, that's the judgment our legislature made. So my personal opinion is that that is enough, but it's our legislature and our governor's call, and actually we're in line with the rest of the country. What we were doing before, Tony, was essentially lifetime benefits, and we were one of only, I believe, three states in the United States that was allowing that to occur. So our sister states in the Midwest, Indiana has only a two-year limit. I believe Ohio has a five-year limit. You know, that's a call for the legislature to make, and 4 years is really in line with the rest of the country. This is really a Democratic initiative under Governor Granholm back in 2006 that set 4 years, and what our legislature did was extend it because it was due to sunset. And then it's based on a Clinton-era program, Welfare to Work, and that was passed back in 1996, and that set a 60-month national limit.
Do you have enough workers in your department to service all the thousands of folks that seek you out?
We have enough workers, I believe. Again, we lost 300 of our allocation in the budget process. We had 11,700, and we believe we have adequate workers to handle the issues that are affecting us, and I commend our workers for the outstanding job they've done in outreach on the cash assistance cases that are closing. We have had a remarkable program of outreach.
When we talk about the food assistance and the welfare, a lot of folks are now not going to have those benefits. What's going to happen to them, and are there alternative benefits for them somewhere?
Yes, we have 38 different programs that we administer in the department, and for those people who did not respond, they can still contact their workers and our call center for help on transitioning, we have a cooperative program with Michigan Economic Development Corporation to help people get to jobs that are out there. We know from our work with them there's 46,000 jobs available in our state right now, and there's 7,000 available for people with low or no skills. So we're very happy to help get those people to work.
All right, Maura. I think I just have a couple questions for you. Number one, let's set aside all this legislation and these benefits issues. What grinds at you the most? What are you anxious to go to work on?
I see the child welfare issues and the issues on poverty reduction and getting to people to work to be really the same, Tony, and that we need to cooperate and recognize it's not the government only, but it's the whole community that needs to help our children and our people in poverty to escape and to get to self-sufficiency. So that's my goal, is for people to recognize this is a problem beyond the government.
When we talk about poverty, there are jobs out there, and I've talked with other folks who work in your department or work with groups that work with your department, and I'm told that the jobs that are out there, especially for those who are unskilled or uneducated, don't pay enough, and therefore they actually will lose money by going to work and taking these jobs. How do we get at the core of this poverty issue, especially with the children who had no say in their circumstance but are kind of caught in this rut? And it's a cultural thing that's been going on for decades.
Right. It's a generational issue, I believe. One of the things we've done is ask our county directors to work collaboratively with the communities. And we have a number of volunteers around the state we call job navigators to help people solve the problems of getting to work. Some of our small businesses tell us that we are the biggest competitor of getting people to accept jobs. And what our job navigators are being trained to do is to help people solve their transportation issues, because we know that's a big one. Helping people to get to work every day, to form the skills, you know, you need to be there on time, the skills that small employers around our state need. And so the Job Navigator program is one people can volunteer for, and I'm very proud that we have a number of volunteers who will be one-on-one helping people who have signed up for it, and we have more than 1,000 of these cases where people have asked for help to get to work. So I think this is a healthy thing, and we should not give up in the face of this. I am totally committed to the governor's plan to reinvent our state, and that means one person at a time. We help one person at a time to get to self-sufficiency.
Maura Corrigan is the director of the Michigan Department of Human Services. My apologies for cutting in on you. I know that you're real busy. I appreciate your time so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Tony.